All right, so imagine you burn your thumb so bad that they told you they're going to have to amputate it. Then you get into surgery and they tell you, "Oh, just kidding. We can save that." I couldn't imagine what you'd go through emotionally and mentally in a situation like that. And then that's just number one. Number two is going through extensive rehab to get that thumb functioning at full capacity. Now, later on in life, you deal with a neck injury that brings you chronic pain that moves to your lower back, in which one day you wake up and you realize you have a herniated disc and two more were out as well. I couldn't imagine what Wendy went through here. And you know what the thing is that she took 8 years to go through chronic illness, if you will, chronic pain day after day to work through and get herself back to where she feels more comfortable in day-to-day living. She's got a super interesting story. She grew up in Chicago, spent some time in Europe. She was in Vegas, back to Chicago now. She's in LA. I'm pretty sure we could have spent hours talking about all the places she's been and what she's been able to accomplish. One of the most compelling points here is that she grew up with her mother dealing with fibromyalgia. So if anyone knows what it's like to help you get through pain, if anyone's more qualified, please let me know, because I got to tell you, going through issues like this yourself, working through it day by day, knowing the pain, knowing how to heal and help, not only begins with your own experiences, but then with others as well. Wendy spent 3 years working the medical tent at the Chicago Marathon. She's a clinical massage therapist, and she has all kinds of tips and ideas and suggestions on how you can prevent injuries and treat as well. This is Drew, and you're listening to the Transformations Through Running podcast. Before we get into the interview, just a quick word about Complete Truth Protein. This is a protein supplement we designed ourselves at True Form. It's plant-based, made with quinoa and hemp seeds. I believe that food heals to my core. Food heals, food prevents, food cures. If you're looking to heal your body at an extreme rate so you can get faster, so you can improve your time, so you can hit more PRs or PBs, depending where you're listening to, we have to look at food to heal our bodies. I spent years playing professional baseball. Before that, I was in university, college, then university, and it took me so long to understand that if I fueled my body properly with food, I would become a better athlete. So it doesn't matter what level you want to compete at. We all want to improve. Most of us are trying to get better times. Most of us are trying to break records or set new goals for ourselves. So if that's you, you have to look for food in different ways. Complete Truth Protein is much different because it's not a chemical-based supplement. And you know how it's chemical-based. If you look at the back of a container and it has 45 different ingredients that you can't read or pronounce. All the ingredients we use in our products are easily recognized, absorbable, and digestible, which means they can be turned into energy at a super high rate. It's the very first thing people tell us is that I can't believe how much energy I have when I start taking Complete Truth Protein, and that's exactly why. So you can throw this in smoothies, you can bake with it, you can make raw protein balls, all kinds of different ways to add this to your diet to help fuel your body, to help heal you, and to become a better athlete. More details at trueformlife.com. All right, welcome to another edition of Transformations Through Running. You heard all about Wendy in the introduction, so without further ado, welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Super excited to jump into this interview. Wendy, tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, I am Wendy. I'm from Chicago originally. Me and my husband, Ed, who is part of your club, moved here in 2013. And we've been loving it ever since. I'm a clinical massage therapist and a wellness coach. That's what I do for a living out here.
Okay. How did you get into that?
that's a big question, but the short version of that is my mom had fibromyalgia, so she was kind of bedridden my whole life, and I always kind of wanted to be able to help her, and she found a chiropractor who sent her to live in Las Vegas, and that was kind of my introduction to alternative medicine. And then, you know, fast forward quite a few years. I was living in Ireland for a while, and my friend was going to school for massage therapy, so I was her guinea pig. So then I fell in love with it. And then fast forward a few more years, I actually burned my hand very badly, and they were going to amputate my thumb. So I went through that process where I was prepped for surgery. They were, you know, they were going to take it off, but then the surgeon said, well, I think you have circulation in your finger, so let's give it 72 hours and see. So 3 days later, he said, you have circulation. Your hand will be as good as new in 21 days, which was shocking. But I watched that whole transformation happen, and I just completely became fascinated with the human body.
Oh, my gosh. That was a lot.
I told you it was a big question. I tried to make it short.
Okay. What were you doing in Ireland? So from Chicago to Ireland? Is that right?
Yes. So I was in Chicago. I was a fine artist.
What's a fine artist?
Pretty much. I'm sorry.
What's a fine artist?
What'd you say? Oh, a fine artist is a painter, sculptor.
Okay.
Things like that. Okay. So, you know, all of the artwork that you see in galleries and stuff like that, that's all considered fine art.
So you did this in Chicago?
I did it in Chicago for about a decade, yes.
Wow.
But
what did you
when
make?
What did I make? Well, I made a lot of paint. I have a lot of paintings, and I did a few sculptures. But, yeah, that's what I did for a long time. But I wanted to go actually, you know, see the world after I got out of art school. And so I saved up my money one summer, and I went backpacking for a year and landed in Ireland.
Very cool. How long did you stay in Ireland for?
I think I was living there for about 5 months of that year that I was away. Yeah, about 5 months. And then I had to come back because my ticket was going to expire.
How did you pick Ireland to spend so much time? You just enjoyed it the most?
You know what? I actually had a friend that I knew from Vegas who lived there. So since I was, you know, going through Europe, I, you know, stopped to say hi and fell in love with the place.
So you had to stay.
I had to stay. I had to stay. I got a job, you know.
What did you do?
I had the whole thing. Oh, I worked in a coffee shop. I think I was 21 or 22 at the time. So I was young.
I think that's awesome. Just
yeah, it was.
Traveling and working and living life.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
Okay, so then what did you do? You burnt your thumb. How'd you do that?
You know, that was right in the middle. This is why I'm in the States still, because I did go home for, you know, with that ticket. I had to come back to the States for a little bit, and I shipped everything back to Ireland. Like, I was planning on going back, but I was multitasking. I was making popcorn on the stove in oil while I was doing the dishes. And so the oil started burning, so I grabbed the pan and kind of gave it a swirl, and then the oil just kind of came over the side and just burned off everything on my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, but it kept me in the States, and, you know, my life went that way because I had to go through rehab, and that's when all the rehab kind of started for me.
Seemed like such a simple thing, or like a little thing to be so altering.
I know.
So you were going, so were you like, sounds like very emotionally taxing. Were you all mentally prepared that they're going to cut your thumb off? And then they're like, oh, just kidding.
Well, you know, those 3 days I was, it was very scary, you know, because I mean, I was a painter and I was a sculptor, and this was on my right hand, which I'm right-handed. And so, you know, that whole prospect of, well, what am I going to do now? You know, it was a completely, it just completely was mentally very, very difficult to go through. But then, you know, it was after those 3 days, I knew I was going to keep it, which was great. But it took about a year and a half for the nerve sensation to actually come back. Cause it was completely numb because all of the nerve tissue was burned off. So it was after I got that feeling back in my thumb, which is then when I was like, okay, what can I do with this thumb that's more important than, you know, making sculptures? So that's when I started my journey as to becoming a clinical massage therapist.
Yes. Nice segue. Tell us more about your clinical massage therapy.
Well, I've been doing it for a long time now. That was 2004 is when I graduated. And, you know, the difference between just a regular massage therapist and a clinical massage therapist is, you know, the work we do is, it's really kind of physical therapy based. It's really deep in orthopedic testing and kinesiology. You know, we pretty much, you know, we learn a condition, we learn what's happening in the body, why it's happening, how to treat it, what all of the other treatments available out there are, and then ultimately how to rehab it. So, and that's for like 30 different conditions, and there's four stages of injury in each of those conditions, and you know how to kind of do a treatment plan for each stage and to get somebody back to feeling better. So that's pretty much what clinical massage is. And I've kind of taken that, but I also like to make it relaxing and enjoyable because, you know, it is a massage at the end of the day. So that is what clinical massage is.
How long have you been doing that for?
Oh, since 2004. So 16 years. Wow. 16 years.
That's crazy. I know. I'm like 10. It's hard for me to say 10 years. Like, we've been doing a lot of the stuff that we do for 10 years. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that seems like forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Well, do you want to tell us about the injury that you went through besides your thumb?
Sure. So I did have to take a break there from working because I hurt my neck badly in Chicago. In 2009 is when it happened. But pretty much, I mean, I had neck pain for a long time, and I knew that it was interfering with my job because, you know, my job is so physical. But pretty much I ended up herniating one disc in my neck, and I had the two above it that were about to herniate as well. And it ended up being a completely debilitating thing. Like I couldn't move at all, to be honest with you. Like I would sit there that first, I'd say 3 months or so, I would just be sitting propped up with my arms on pillows, and even the movement of my eyes would like send spasms down my entire spine. So it was an intense injury.
So through your own injuries, it seems like you could probably understand your client's issues at a deeper level.
Totally. Yes. That definitely helped with the empathy factor for sure.
So everyone that comes in, you're like, oh, I've went through that. I did that.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, it's totally. I'm like, oh man, I know exactly what stage you're in. You know, but don't worry, you can get through it, you know? So, I mean, it is really beneficial to actually have gone through that whole process because it was huge. And it took me 8 years to go from that to being able to really work again and be functional again, and all of that. So yeah, I definitely know the rehabilitation process, which is why I do the wellness coaching, is to kind of help people kind of go through it, what their options are, and, you know, kind of help them modify their lives so, you know, they're in less pain all the time.
You're making this interview so easy. I feel like you're guiding it. I'm just hanging out here. That's another perfect segue into the next topic I want to discuss is treatment for runners, like more specifically some of the things that you do. I know injuries is a big thing, maybe prevention of injuries. Can we get into that a bit more?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, prevention's key. I mean, that's the thing that you know, I think most people kind of forget, because once you have the injury, I mean, it'll get better, but it's always going to be weaker, like always. That's always going to be your weaker joint now, something that you have to, you know, always be mindful of. But yeah, prevention, totally. Yes, I'm a wealth of knowledge here. You can ask me anything.
Okay, so what are some of the major issues when it comes to running specifically, or maybe some of the running issues, I suppose? Like, is there an injury that comes up more frequently that we can help our audience with?
Yeah. Runners specifically, generally, you're going to have plantar fasciitis. That one seems to be a big one. And also IT band syndrome, which is also runner's knee. But then you also can get patellar or Achilles tendonitis. Those are kind of the very specific ones.
Those are some
that are
big
in
words.
The leg.
How about some layman's terms?
Sure. Well, there is runner's knee. That's going to be, you know, the pain that you kind of get on the inside or the outside of the knee joint itself. A lot of people don't know how to deal with that. Plantar fasciitis is when you have that pain on the bottom of your foot. And that happens to a lot of people. So I know that Ed was hearing in the club, there's a lot of people kind of talking about it and what can they do and stuff like that. So there are some things you can do at home that I would recommend doing for plantar fasciitis.
That's awesome. I feel like runners are like part superhuman. Because,
I know.
Because when I'm doing these interviews, and this is actually season 3 now. That's pretty cool.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. But for the first couple seasons, like the majority of our guests, we talk about maybe some stretching, recovery, prevention, and there wasn't a whole lot going on. And then nutrition is a big thing that we kind of enjoy and talk about, and nutrition definitely helps my body, but that's not really something that runners focus on. So I feel like runners just like go out there and do it, and I'm like, how are their legs still attached to their body?
I know, it's amazing. It is amazing. Yeah.
So when it comes to incredible. Let's take knees for example. Like knees are a big one. So you know, you talked about did you say sciatic? I'm not sure. Or IT band, you said, right?
I said IT band, but sciatic goes right in there too.
Right. So what's something that they could do to help with runner's knee or to loosen up that IT band, for example?
Well, you can always do some foam rolling. That's something that's really beneficial. And you do that, you want to do it on the side that's bothering you. You want to do your glutes, which is your butt. And you want to go down that outside kind of area, which is your actual IT band. So a foam roller can really help, or if you have a massage ball, something like that, you can do that to totally loosen it up. You also could actually put a little heat on it, maybe before you start running. You know, that's a good way to kind of loosen that up, because your IT band actually isn't muscle. It is, it's fascia, which it takes a while for that to actually heat up. So you can be running and it could be bothering you for quite some time. So you can use a little heat. And then when you get home, if you're having issues with it around your knee, like you're starting to feel that pain around your knee, you should ice just that spot by your knee, and you can use heat above on your leg.
You know, for me, I had this, I did gymnastics for a while, and the only reason I haven't continued with it is because I haven't found a place in South Bay yet for adults. Like, there's tons of stuff for kids, but they're like, there's no beginner classes for adults. Anywhere. At any rate, I wanted to teach myself how to do a front flip. So I was going weekly. That was a goal of mine, and I accomplished that. But I still like to do more of it. At any rate, I used to get this terrible pain at the bottom of my knee. And then I was running quite a bit, and I was jumping on these mats, and I was doing, like, I don't know, hundreds of flips just trying to perfect this. And then for some reason, I think, I don't know if it was stretching. I really feel that stretching played a big role in it. But would you have an idea of why I would have that knee pain at the bottom? Like, I'm very fortunate it's gone now. But for the longest time when I ran, it was painful. When I went downstairs, it was painful. And then, of course, any type of gymnastics was painful as well.
Yes. Yeah, that stretching is definitely something you can help with that. That is your quads, which is your thigh. And that's kind of almost a starting point of something that is that patellar tendonitis I was talking about. That's what that is. And yeah, so stretching out your quads would be helpful. Again, you could foam roll there if you want. I mean, I'm a big proponent for doing cross training, just because when you get into this repetitive movement, that's when things like this can start developing. So like yoga could have been something that could really kind of help out that scenario for you to be able to stretch out, you know, that whole quadricep region. And then actually, on the other side of that would have been to strengthen your hamstring on that leg.
Okay. And what would you recommend to do that?
Well, for hamstring, you know, you could do like hamstring curls if you're laying on your stomach, if you have access to a gym. If you don't have access to a gym, if you have like an ankle weight, again, you can just lay on the floor and just do very small kind of controlled movements that could strengthen that hamstring for you. And if you don't have an ankle weight, I mean, very simple stuff, like even if you're sitting down in a chair, you could kind of give pressure against the leg of the chair with your heel. And that right there is going to start activating your hamstring. So that's something that you can do before you start working out as well. You just want to activate that hamstring to take some of the pressure off of your quads.
I suppose you could also do some hip raises or like we call it a Bosu or a Swiss ball curl.
You could. The only thing about a hip raise is that right there is actually also going to activate that quadricep because it is a hip flexor as well. So you're going to be activating the top of that.
Okay.
If you did it to the side, if you wanted to do some hip raises to the side, you could do a few of those, but I would really focus more on that hamstring and that back glute. Those are going to be better. And for the glute, if you're to stand up against a wall and put your foot against the wall behind you and just press into the wall, that's kind of how you can activate that glute as well.
Have you heard about rolling a tennis ball on the bottom of your foot to increase hamstring flexibility?
I have not, but
I don't know how accurate that is. I just read it somewhere and I was like, that's interesting.
I could see it if you're standing up. If you're standing up and you're rolling on the ball, I could see that doing that. I would say potentially if you're trying to maybe stimulate some of the nerve endings in your foot that connect to your hamstrings, that would do it too. So yeah, it could potentially help.
Okay. Just curious. Just throwing that at you. See what happens.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Okay. So you had some other interesting experiences. You worked with some Ironman athletes. Is that correct?
I did. Yes. Back in Chicago, I worked with a lot of elite athletes. Got to give you guys props. Like I cannot do it, but yeah, a lot of, ultra marathoners and Ironman, yeah.
And what were some of the things? Did you find anything in particular with them when you were working on them?
It took a lot of convincing to get them to come and get therapy while they were training. but you know, you usually at that point, you know, you have somebody who actually has an injury. There was one client of mine who he did his first. I don't know. I think it was his first marathon or his first triathlon, and he qualified for the Ironman in Hawaii. So he, of course, was training like crazy, and he ended up tearing his soleus, which is the muscle in your calf, and it was only halfway through his training. So we had to somehow get him to be able to train for the Ironman and complete it while he had this. It was a pretty big injury, actually. So that was something that he had to put as much time in the preventative side of it as he did in the training side of it to be able to safely kind of go through it and actually finish, which he did. It was great.
What did you do? What kind of treatment?
He had to come in, I think it was 3 times a week. It was either at the end of his lighter days of training, or it was his off day. Because what you want to do once you get a massage, you just want to rest. You want that your body to do its thing, which is the natural healing process. So you need to rest after that. So he would come in 3 times a day, and we were doing a lot of very specific, like cross fiber friction. It's you're going down deep onto that muscle, and it attaches onto the bone. So you have to get right on where that tear is, and you kind of break up the scar tissue that is forming, and then you have to realign it so it becomes a more mobile scar as it's healing. And then you have to kind of trick the person's brain and try to re-lengthen all of those muscle fibers so it can move properly, because when your body's injured, it kind of, you know, like starts cramping up around the injury. So, you know, you kind of need to do some things that can kind of break that cycle and let things lengthen again so you have full range of motion. So we did a lot of that, and it worked.
Tell me about rest. That's something that I don't know how to say that politely. Something that runners don't seem to have a grasp of, or recovery. Like a lot of runners that I've talked to seem like it's go, go, go. And then I feel like that's when injuries come up, but maybe you could help clear that up.
Yeah, that is definitely something that a lot of runners don't do is rest when their body's telling them to rest. I guess the thing that could be important for the runners listening would be maybe when not to kind of run through the pain, or, you know, there's the no pain, no gain theories and things like that, which some of that is true. But I think you need to know what type of pain not to do that with. If you're sore from a good workout, or your muscles are slightly swollen just because, you know, you did a huge workout and there's a bunch of lactic acid built up, that's great for you to go out and work out again, because you want to keep that moving. You actually kind of need all of that soreness. You need to break down muscle fibers for them to rebuild. So you do want that, and you do want to keep moving. And as you're moving, it should get less. Now, having said that, the pains that if these are happening in your body, you really need to go see somebody, whether it's me or a PT or a chiropractor. But the pains to look out for are going to be if you have any sharp pains in your joints, especially in your spine. Don't let that work itself out, because it's not going to. Also, if you have kind of like a deep, dull ache that is there, and then you start working out and it goes away, but then as soon as you stop, it comes right back. That's your body's way of saying that there's also a problem. Generally, that's going to be you have a tendon that needs some attention, that it keeps on running over kind of the bony process of whatever joint it is, whether it's your shoulder or your knee or your hip. So that's, again, if it goes away and comes directly back as soon as you are finished moving. Obviously, you know, if you have any numbness or tingling or shooting pain, go see somebody. And then, obviously, if there's swelling, that's something that you also don't want to work out through as well. You want to rest that, because that, again, is your body's way of saying that there's something wrong in there. And you can actually really take a very small injury and turn it into something massive if you don't kind of listen to what your body's telling you there.
How often would you recommend some type of recovery, like rolling out, stretching? How often do you tell your clients to participate in that activity?
It depends on the person. I mean, I stretch all day long. So, you know, that's, you know, I move all day long, so I stretch all day long. Runners should absolutely stretch, especially after they do their workouts. We would recommend to, if you're going to stretch before, just do light stretches. Don't do those really deep, you know, bouncing stretches before you're all warmed up, because you're not going to gain any type of mobility there. You just potentially can actually strain or sprain something. So, you know, just light stretches in the beginning, but definitely afterwards. Every time you work out, you should do it after.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to some of the interviews we've had. Doesn't seem like that happens a whole lot with runners, but who knows? Like, hopefully that we can raise some awareness and help them feel better and prevent injuries. And I feel like if you're doing that recovery process, if you're rolling out and you're stretching and if you're eating well, I think that you can. I really feel you can become a better athlete. I found that through my own experience, but I think even now, like, when I run, I feel much better when I'm hydrated, or I feel much better when I have a good meal before and after, because then the next day my run's even better. And I don't even run at these high levels. I always think to myself, like, how great could that runner be if they did a bit more prevention or rested a bit more?
I definitely agree with all of those statements, for sure. But, you know, it is, you know, runners are hard. Like, they are hardcore, which is fantastic. But, yeah, if you can... you know, hydration and what you're putting in your body nutritional wise, like, yeah, it makes a huge difference. For sure.
Wendy, is there anything that we missed before we start to wrap things up here? Anything that you wanted to cover that I didn't ask?
I don't really think so. You know, if anybody has any questions about anything, you know, they can always reach out to me. I'm happy to help, and I'm happy to guide somebody into what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be. So, but I don't think so.
Well, if someone had some type of injury or something that was bothering them, what would that be? Like, if someone's like, oh, I think maybe I should see someone, but I'm not sure. I know you mentioned that briefly during the interview here, but how would they know if they're like, oh, I should really go see Wendy?
Well, you know, first you can always just ask me, and I can tell you, but you know, if it's something that's kind of recurring, or if it's something that seems to be traveling, like sometimes you'll start having pain in your calf and then the calf pain will go away, but then it moves up to the hamstring, but then that goes away. And then it's now in your low back. That's also a time that you should really probably just go and just get some maintenance. And you know, I mean, it's a massage. It feels good at the same time, but, you know, definitely if it's something that is happening more than once, you should definitely probably just maybe take a little bit of time to help that body repair itself a little bit.
And what, how can we get a hold of you, or where can we follow you? What do you have for us there?
My website is relaxyourworld.com. And my email is info@relaxyourworld.com. So all of my contact information is on that, and you could learn a little bit about what I do and what I treat and all of that good stuff.
Awesome, Wendy. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you sharing some of your very interesting story and travels with us. And then your details on injury and prevention as well. I think that's super important. So thanks again for being here with us.
Thank you, Drew. Have a wonderful day.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Transformations Through Running. We did it. We made it through another episode. Thank you for sticking around till the end and being here with us. Obviously, so important to learn to prevent and treat and everything that goes along with being an elite athlete. And I think that it doesn't matter where you are in life, where you are in your athletic career, where you are in running, or what it is that you're doing. If you're brand new and you want to get out there, it's so frustrating dealing with injuries, especially lingering injuries that you know are holding you back. And I think that if we don't if you don't pay attention to what's going on with our body, we're going to run into injuries. And the thing is, like, I think as an athlete, in most cases we all deal with injuries on some level. But it's the same thing as when you're not feeling well in the health world, for example, like because we're strong and healthy, you have a strong immune system. And I talk about this often on Exploring Mind and Body, which is my other radio show and podcast. You can find that on iTunes, Spotify, etc. But I often say that if you have a strong immune system, sometimes these things still come up in life. Like we still have viruses that kind of creep in that we have to fight off. But if you're strong and healthy, they go away much quicker than they would if you had a weaker immune system. In this case, I feel like most athletes deal with injuries on some level. To be honest with you, I was super proud of my career toward the end. The last few years, I didn't deal with any injuries. I dealt with one injury one time, and I was in Australia, and I dove for the ball in the outfield. I landed on my hand, and I broke my finger, and I'm not sure exactly what I did. My hand was like a balloon. I could barely see my fingers. And then I was doing all kinds of healthy things. I had arnica on there. I was eating. I was hydrating. And of course, a lot of people would be like, that's not going to do anything to a broken hand. But I got to tell you, I healed super quickly. I played through it, if you could imagine. And I went to get x-rays afterwards when I got back to Canada. And they're like, your hand was broken. You know, or your finger was broken. How did you play through that? And then it was healed only a couple short weeks later. And that's because of the lifestyle I lived. And early on in my career, I dealt with hamstring injuries. I dealt with other types of nagging injuries. And I knew that later on in my career that I had to be strong and healthy. And I continued to put quality food in my body, like Complete Truth Protein. I continued to stretch and roll out. And I never had any injuries. And that's super important at the high level I was playing at. Because if you lost your position, you may never see the field again. And I can tell you countless times how many times it happens. You're playing and competing for a job every single day. And if you go home with an injury, many times they're not going to wait around for you to get back healthy, to go back on the field. They just release you and let you go. They say, sorry, we got five other people waiting for your position. at any rate, it doesn't matter what level you're at. You could be competing at a high level, or you could be just going out there and just beginning running, which is perfectly fine. Wherever you're at, do your best to prevent. And when the time comes to treat, and if you're living a healthy lifestyle on a regular basis, you're putting quality foods in your body, you're paying attention to your recovery before and after, and doing everything that your coaches are saying you should be doing, then those injuries aren't going to stick around as long as they would otherwise. Once again, thank you so much for being here. More details at trueformlife.com as to what we have going on. This is where we have some of our products like CTP. This is where we do meal planning and at-home fitness workouts. And then where you can find us on social media as well, facebook.com/trueformlife. I'd love it if you followed us along there. And then we're on Instagram as well, instagram.com/drewtadia. We have giveaways going up on both pages exclusively for this show. So you want to follow along there so you can find out what our next giveaway is coming up. Thanks so much for being here. Hope to catch you on the next show.